Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Apples cost a lot if they are hard to get. Great works of art are expensive because they are scarce. When the supply of oil goes up, the price goes down. But in the economy of God's kingdom, as something becomes more plenteous, it becomes more precious. Water covers 2/3 of the earth's surface and is plenteous throughout the world. In a fallen world, this plenitude may make water seem ordinary or mundane or less expensive. But in God's kingdom, water is what Jesus lowers himself into in his baptism in the Jordan River. By going into the water, Jesus connects with creation. When he rises up out of it, he hallows all the waters of the world. He hallows all creation. All waters and all wellsprings are now potentially fountains of baptism, waters of the new birth, wellsprings of the new creation. Now in Christ, water's vast supply increases rather than diminishes its value, because in Christ, water is man's means of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, being born again. Water in all its plenitude is super enhanced as the means of baptizing all creation into God, the Most Holy Trinity, so that all life is restored as a means of communion with the Father. Kingdom economics is a reversal of the economics of the fallen world. Plenitude and surplus increases something's value. In John's account of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, there are 12 baskets full left over after the feeding of the multitudes. In the Eucharist, wine becomes the redemptive blood of Christ in an overflowing river, a fountain flowing inexhaustibly in torrents throughout the world this very Sunday morning. This overturns economic logic. The precious blood of Christ is inexhaustibly plenteous in Holy Communion. This infinite supply increases rather than decreases its preciousness. Preciousness increases with plenty. Because Jesus rose from the dead, he rose from the waters of the Jordan, all creation is raised with him. The heavens that had been closed by the first Adam are opened again. The second Adam shows that our destiny is beyond time and that man is not just an animal. We are made for fellowship with the Father. The Holy Spirit gives testimony and the Trinity is manifested. St. Cyril of Jerusalem in the 4th century tells us that in manifesting Jesus as Christ, the baptism of Jesus reveals to us at the same time the mystery of the divine Trinity. Indeed, for there to be a Christ, an anointed Son, there must be one who anoints him, that is, the Father, and one who is the unction, that is, the Holy Spirit, who remains on him. Therefore, we cannot think of Christ without thinking at the same time of the Father and the Holy Spirit. Without them, the word Christ would have no meaning. We cannot confess Jesus as Christ without confessing the one God as God in three persons. The more people we baptize and confirm, the better. In the kingdom, more is better. We certainly believe that this morning, that we're going to be better when we get more. Value increases with abundance. Kingdom thinking gives the lie to the secular myth of overpopulation. There can be too few people in the world, but never too many. We can trust God for our needs and for ingenuity in dealing with challenges. His providence is always overflowing, always bountiful. He inspires us with skills and technologies to produce more of all our needs at less cost. His grace is working everywhere. His graces warm our hearts with confidence in Him and strength to work hard and engage in possibility thinking. God's love for us warms us and thaws out our cold, stubborn hearts. But atheism is cold. Without God, we fear for ourselves and become stingy. Provision is meted out with cold calculation, and not first to women and children or to the weak and vulnerable, but to whomever can grab something first. When we think of God's providence, the words thawing and flowing come to mind. The waters of the Sea of Galilee flow and are fresh, but the waters of the Dead Sea are stagnant and extremely salty. There is little that can live in it. So there is a principle of flowing. We get by giving. We enrich ourselves by giving away. We practice this all the time. When we do our duty, finish our chores, do our jobs well, share at Christmas, visit someone who is sick, or give money to the church or to charities, or listen to someone's problems. Even in using our muscles and our brains, this principle is at work. The more we use them, the more they grow. We benefit from the people we serve and care for. It is in the flowing, giving waters of the River Jordan that Jesus was baptized. The waters of the Dead Sea have no outflow. The water is super brackish. But over the flowing, giving waters of the River Jordan, the anointer sends the anointing unto the anointed one. Each divine person infinitely pours out his infinite glory into the other, and then into us. Our challenge is to let the Holy Spirit pour out of us back through the Son to the Father and into others. Rise and shine and give God your glory, glory. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, shall men pour into your bosom. This past year, we have seen giving and flowing in our diocese as never before, setting us up for the challenges that await us. Our Heavenly Father has promised us the flow of the Holy Spirit to help us with difficult situations. The sacrament of confirmation is a real boost here. The Holy Spirit anoints the confirmands for the vocation that is uniquely theirs. The Holy Spirit is always with us and in us. He is anointing us this very morning for the challenges that await us down the road. The only way to stop His flow is to keep, grab, and hoard for ourselves. And then we become like the Dead Sea. The flow of communication and goodwill goes a long way to solve many problems. Sometimes the way forward is to give a little here, start a flow of life-giving communication. In this liturgy, there is a powerful flow of life-changing grace, the joy and fragrance of the Holy Spirit which transforms the world. When we bless things like our food at meals or our homes or civic occasions, troops before battle, or sessions of Congress, or teams before a game, or ships or fishing fleets, pregnant women, or even spacecraft, we are staking out larger and larger claims for the kingdom. In proclaiming God's blessing, we baptize the things of this world in the name of the Trinity. More is better. Let God's grace flow. We bless the things of our lives by giving thanks for them, by baptizing them, by linking them up, connecting them with God. That is what we do every time we give thanks to God for something or someone. God multiplies what we offer to Him beyond measure, and the more we use of His gifts, the more there is. We move out to build the church, to build new moral fiber in our nation. We enter into the heart of our mission as Jesus did at His baptism. 90% of all people who have ever lived are living today. The fields are white for harvest. Multitudes hunger for the word of God and thirst for the living water, are famished for the bread of life, and are pining for the precious blood, so as to know joy upon joy that through Christ in the Holy Spirit, God our heavenly Father has become our meat and drink, our very life. When we go through dry times and God seems very far away, let us turn again and again to the Psalms, the war songs of the Prince of Peace. Psalm 46 says, "There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God." In Psalm 63, we thirst for God. We can say this as we wash up in the morning. To be enriched, give. To know peace, spread peace. And you will be cooperating with the one who said, "Out of your belly shall flow springs of living water." The ultimate flow is upwards, with Jesus as he comes up out of the water. And the dove descends on us and lifts each one of us with him through his cross into his resurrection and in his ascension to sit and reign with him in heavenly places, all the way to the right hand of the Father, at his table, in his kingdom, in our holy communion this morning. This lifting up is irrepressible. Nothing, no tragedy, no force can thwart the new creation which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Things which were cast down are being raised up. However grim, however desperate any situation, the Holy Spirit is making a way so that all things can return to unity in Christ, through whom all things were made. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.